Rhythmic thinking, the second key for telepathy and transmission of initiations. Inducing a rhythm to any energy provides it properties of transmissibility. Let us start to study rhythmic thinking. Producing rhythmic thinking is the goal of all our lessons. Why is it so important? When a rhythm is induced in an energy, it acquires properties that are truly extraordinary when compared to the same energy without a rhythm. For instance, check the energy of the molecules of air. In the form of wind, it cannot go through a wall, but in the form of sound, though it is billions of times weaker than wind, it goes through walls. Why is that so? Simply because the energy of sound has a rhythm when the energy of wind doesn't. The process is similar for electrical energy. A continuous electrical current does not have any action on a neighboring wire. An alternative electrical current, on the other hand, provokes a current in a neighboring wire. This current is of opposite direction, but of same period. It is this process that allows radio, TV, radar, remote controls, the possibility of transmission of energy when it has a rhythm is greatly increased. For instance, certain astronomical survey satellites, which take pictures of Jupiter or Saturn, can send these pictures over billions of miles with a very, very weak battery. As long as the energy has a rhythm, it does not take much power to transmit it. Let us transpose this in the domain of thought. All cultures that have remained in contact with nature instinctively cultivate rhythmic thinking. This type of training has sadly been taken out of our school programs. Thinking is only done in an analytical way. Rhythmic thinking has been discarded. If you practice inducing a rhythm in your thoughts, you will realize that they acquire a power that can be compared to radio or television. That is to say, your thoughts will acquire an extraordinary potential of telepathic transmission. This explains how someone like Master Galip, whom I know when I was 18 years old, could, simply by laying of hands, provoke inner phenomena, sublime inner phenomena, visions of angels and other things. If you look closely, you will notice that all the persons who can provoke states of consciousness in other individuals puts you in a state that is higher than your usual state. On a certain point of view, they simply cultivate rhythmic thinking. Producing a rhythm in your thoughts does not require an extraordinary effort of will. Thoughts can become rhythmic almost effortlessly. The radar of animals, the equivalent of clairvoyance. Clairvoyance is a form of radar. It is quite equivalent to it. As you know, the radar emits a wave that comes back towards the emitter and is analyzed, providing information. Bats, for instance, use a form of radar. That is to say, they emit noises in the ultrasound level, very high frequency sounds. These ultrasounds bounce on the walls of the cave they live in, for example, and they analyze these sounds when they return to their ears, and it allows them not to hit the walls of the dark caves where they live. Certain fishes have a genuine radar. They are fishes who live in water that is so agitated that they cannot use eyesight nor hearing. In the Montreal SeaWorld, I saw a fish which shape and size is similar to the one of an eel. It continuously emits two electrical waves, one very small, very fast, of constant intensity, and another one that is made of large releases when the fish is fed. The electrical waves thus emitted appear on a screen which is next to the fish tank. I could see this phenomenon of two waves with very important releases when the animal is fed. The small continuous wave is the radar that the fish uses to find its way around agitated and muddy waters. Our thoughts can actually follow a similar process. If we practice rhythmic thinking, we emit a wave that will bounce, for example, on the atmosphere of the aura of a person who is next to us, on the thought forms that this person has created. If you practice rhythmic thinking, you will be able to send waves that will be perceived by persons that you do not know. Synchronization of vibrations. You will understand better the importance of rhythmic thinking if I tell you about synchronized waves. Let us imagine two systems of waves with a different distance between the peaks and going in different directions. As the two waves are not synchronized, their peaks and their lows will not coincide. They will tend to cancel each other. Adding two unsynchronized waves will give a lower total than the total of the two waves taken separately. On the contrary, if two waves going in the same direction leave at the same moment with the same distance between the peaks and the lows will add each other and the wave will be twice as strong. This is called a synchronized wave. The light of a laser is simply synchronized light. Forced synchronization. Let us now move on to electricity. If you place on the ground two radio emitters of very close wavelengths but unsynchronized, these wavelengths will cancel each other more or less as they are not synchronized. But if you add a third radio with an intermediary wavelength, it will impose a synchronization to the two other radios. This is called imposed or forced synchronization. It is a general principle of the universe that is not only true for radio waves. Equivalent in the nervous system. The brain functions by storms. The brain is designed to function by storms. A fit of epilepsy is a deviation and an exaggeration of the normal functioning of the brain. Nevertheless, by studying its mechanism, it is easier to understand how rhythmic thinking functions. Indeed, it is possible to provoke fits of epilepsy in persons who are subject to it through periodic visual or auditory stimulation. This type of stimulation provokes a synchronization of motor cells. If, instead of using periodic visual or auditory stimulations, one uses rhythmic thinking, one provokes fits of synchronization, but not in the zones related to motricity, but in the zones related to thinking. It is admitted that there are several billion nervous cells in the brain. Let us imagine that one synchronizes 100,000 nervous cells in the zones connected to thinking, compared to the billions of cells that make up the brain. This is not a very large number. Nevertheless, 100,000 nervous cells, which used to cancel each other, are suddenly going to add themselves to each other. Consequently, cerebral energy can become a million times stronger than before this fit of synchronization in the zones of thinking. So, a visual image, which would have been average without this phenomenon, suddenly acquires an extraordinary power, even if it is just for an instant. If the surge of energy of synchronization takes place in the zones of the brain that generate visual mental images, your visual mental images will become 1 million times stronger, more impressive. If, on the other hand, this surge of synchronization takes place in the zones of feeling, you will experience an universal love, a mystical feeling for the whole of creation. But actually, it is still the same mechanism at play. Through rhythmic thinking, you have liberated energies of synchronization, but this time in the zones of thought instead of the motricity zones. The result of this is a fit of hyper-consciousness. All religions have used this phenomenon without truly understanding its mechanism. All religions have used this phenomenon without actually understanding its mechanism. Rhythmic thinking can be found in all prayers, in the rosary, in chanting, in mantras, or in transcendental meditation. The principle is always the same, provoking energies of synchronization through rhythmic thinking. Epilepsy, a deviation and exaggeration of this mechanism. The study of epilepsy will help us to understand how to use these energies of synchronization. In certain cases of epilepsy, the subject can feel that the fit is about to happen, as there are characteristic symptoms. In this case, if the subject has a certain willpower, he or she can transfer the energy on something else. For example, if the person is in a garden, instead of losing consciousness because of the fit, falling and risking harm, the subject can take a sped and dig a hole or get rid of an old root. And the energy of synchronization, instead of being lost in the fit, will there be used for something useful. Liberation of energies of synchronization in the zones of the brain related to thinking. With rhythmic thinking, you liberate energies of synchronization. But you're going to have to learn how to direct these energies towards an elevated intellectual subject, or this energy could deviate. It is interesting to note that when somebody is practicing phosphenic mixing and is disturbed, they do not usually get angry. They are in a very calm state and answer politely. On the other hand, when someone practices rhythmic thinking and is disturbed, it is very likely that they will answer, "Oh, please leave me alone," on an irritated tone. The irritation comes from the fact that the energies of synchronization have been deviated towards the material world instead of being directed towards thoughts. Persons suffering from epilepsy are frequently angry between their fits. Anger is already an epileptoid phenomenon, as is tension produced by a nasty noise. So, phosphenic mixing automatically does good when rhythmic thinking is liberating an energy, and as with all energies, it has two sides, two edges. It is you who is going to have to learn how to direct it towards the greater good. That is why it is better to start training with phosphenic mixing. Then one can move on to rhythmic thinking, as the energies of synchronization liberated by rhythmic thinking will multiply the always beneficial effects of phosphenic mixing. The essential importance of the regularity of the rhythm. Choosing the right rhythm and choosing the right thought. The preciseness and regularity of the rhythm is the most important element. The second most important element is the choice of rhythm, and the third is the choice of the thought that is going to be used to induce a rhythm in the brain. It is essential to practice with a very precise regularity so that the energies can truly accumulate. They will then provoke synchronizations, and their sum will become an amazing power. The choice of rhythm is the second most important factor. The same way one needs to know how to play with all the notes of an instrument, of a piano for example, one will need to practice several different types of rhythms, as long as these rhythms are physiological rhythms. Physiological rhythms are rhythms that resonate with the human organism. They are preferential rhythms. The choice of thought comes third, and naturally, it is also important. Nevertheless, it is not as important as the two first elements. The simplest way to obtain a regular rhythm of thinking is to practice with an ordinary metronome. They are not expensive and they are very easy to use. You can set them at the desired rhythm. Old-fashioned wooden mechanical metronomes have a more pleasant sound than the electronic ones. Start with a slow rhythm. Choose a thought. We will see later which thoughts are better to use in the beginning. And make this thought move in your mind's eye, following the rhythm of the metronome. You can, for example, make the thought move from left to right in front of you. You can visualize it in front of you, moving from left to right. Practice with your eyes closed and an eye patch or in a dark room. You will notice that for a minute or two, your attention is focused on your thought because it is following a rhythm of great regularity. But after a while, your attention will start to fade. At that moment, you should increase the rhythm slightly. You will notice that as soon as you have changed the rhythm for a faster rhythm, your attention is focused better on your chosen thought. Keep doing this every 1 or 2 minutes when you feel you need it. When your thought starts to vanish, you can increase the speed slightly and move on to faster and faster rhythms. This is a simple preliminary exercise, and we will deal with more precise rhythms in a short while. What thought should you choose for practicing rhythmic thinking? Let us have a look at spontaneous manifestations of rhythmic thinking that have provoked out-of-body experiences in teenagers. A lady who was a mother of several children told me after a conference that when she was a teenager, she had developed a pleasant game. As she was falling asleep, she would imagine a ball of light pulsating between her eyes. She had never heard of this kind of exercise. This was purely spontaneous. Children can have the revelation of rhythmic thinking, and it is our current educational system that disrupts this phenomenon. One night, this lady fell asleep and had the impression of leaving her body completely consciously. Her consciousness awoke on a higher plane, and she could fly over a scenery. The next summer, she went on holiday to Sicily Italy with her parents and recognized the place she had seen during her out-of-body experience. She could tell precise details about the scenery to her baffled mother. A conscious automatism of thought. It is important to understand that the purpose of rhythmic thinking is to build a conscious automatism of thought. This can be compared to what happens when our leg starts shaking when we sit down, for instance. This is a physical conscious automatism. It takes place at a certain rhythm, and it would be very tiring to try and shake your leg at a different rhythm. The phenomena that are triggered by rhythmic thinking are equivalent to this conscious automatism of the knee. But its results take place on the level of thought. It is called a clonus in physiology, a conscious automatism. Using the image of a ball of light is very relevant and very useful. You can, for example, visualize this ball that grows and shrinks following the rhythm of the metronome. Using the metronome, once you have practiced with a progressively accelerated rhythm, set the rhythm of the metronome on 60. This corresponds to 60 beats per minute, that is 1 beat per second. Imagine the ball growing and shrinking at the rhythm of the metronome. Growing for 1 second, shrinking for 1 second. The complete cycle thus takes 2 seconds. 1 second of growth, 1 second of shrinking. You can visualize the ball of light in front of you or between your eyes. Let us move on with the second part of this exercise. Once you have practiced visualizing the ball of light growing and shrinking at the rhythm of 2 seconds, we are going to add an extra level of stimulation. As the purpose of this exercise is to produce synchronizations, why not induce a rhythm in your auditory thoughts as well as in your visual thoughts? In order to do this, simply repeat a sound. You can choose a sound that resonates with the movement of the ball. For example, the sound A when the ball is growing, as your mouth is also expanding to produce this sound, and O when the ball shrinks, as your mouth will need to grow smaller to produce this sound. Repeat these sounds mentally, alternating them A, O, A, O, following the rhythm of the metronome and matching the phases of growing and shrinking of your mental image of a ball of light. Repeat mentally the sound A at the same time you imagine the sphere, the ball, growing during the whole duration of this growth. Then when the ball shrinks, pronounce mentally the sound O. Perform this at a very slow speed in the beginning. It is a little bit annoying, but it is only as a preliminary exercise. Then you will move on to faster speeds. The preferential rhythm of 2 seconds. Now set your metronome on 60. The phase of growth will last 1 second, and the phase of shrinking will last 1 second. The complete cycle will last 2 seconds. Experiment with rhythms that are just slightly faster, a few BPMs, a few beats per minute faster, and see if you find these rhythms more pleasant for practice. Now, please progressively accelerate the rhythm and check how well you can follow that rhythm. You will realize that it is possible to go much faster when you are using your auditory imagination, mentally pronouncing sounds. This can be maintained at a much faster pace. Visual imagination, on the other hand, cannot go as fast. You will start experiencing problems visualizing the ball growing and shrinking when you reach a tempo of roughly 176. Often, the movement of growing and shrinking is replaced by a movement of rotation. When you practice rhythmic thinking precisely and regularly at a speed as fast as possible, a movement of rotation imposes itself to your visual imagination. The phenomenon of Kundalini and the rotation of the chakras is not so mysterious when you experience this rotation of your imagination. Preliminary lesson on head sways. Practicing head sways is a return to a natural education of the brain. We have lost the meaning of the importance of certain gestures and postures, which are nevertheless still practiced by cultures who have kept a certain contact with nature. We are thus going to study as precisely and physiologically as possible these movements to help us find the importance of this education of the brain. The phosphenes will be our main tool of analysis. Rhythmic thinking with head sways. Let us first study the simplest of all head sways. It is the sway of the head from left to right. It should be practiced without rotating the head at all, simply tilting it left and right. Let us practice a first preliminary experiment. Please sway your head at a rhythm of 2 seconds, that is to say, 1 second left, 1 second right. Tilt your head at a maximum of 45 degrees. Do this exercise for a minute and maintain a simple, soothing mental image. For example, the image of a tree. Try not to stop the movement when you reach your maximum of left or right, but try to kind of bounce with the click. Try slightly different speeds to find out which one is the most comfortable for you. At the best speed for you, your mental image should be clear and stable, and you should feel a pleasant feeling of calm. This is not a physical exercise. It is the movement of your mental image that is the most important there. Influence on the brain. When you think about an object, your two brain hemispheres, the two halves of your brain, work simultaneously. Nevertheless, you have only one mental image. If you provoke a rhythmic movement within your brain through head sways, you are going to generate a rhythm in your thoughts. This is the goal of rhythmic thinking exercises. Provoking rhythms in thoughts by inducing a rhythm in the brain. Do not exaggerate the angle of your head sways, as it would produce a negative effect that is due to the massage of certain glands in the neck. So never sway your head at an angle of more than 45 degrees. This is a general guideline, and it is true for all different head sways. Never exaggerate the amplitude of the movement.